It's 1240. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Craig Cohen. Next week, the Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling on some aspects of the Affordable Care Act, including whether a federal mandate to purchase health insurance is constitutional. The legal challenge to so-called Obamacare has brought the debate over health care back into the national spotlight. According to new research conducted by the Pew Research Center's Project for Excellence in Journalism, most of the coverage of the health care debate by mainstream media since 2009 has been focused on the politics surrounding the legislation and not the substance. To tell us more about the results of this research, we're joined by Mark Jerkowitz, Associate Director of Pew's Project for Excellence in Journalism. Mark, welcome to the Afternoon Magazine.
Thanks for having me, Craig.
Glad to have you with us. What have we generally learned from mainstream media about the Affordable Care Act?
Well, there's a couple things to note. Number one, if you haven't been paying attention recently, you probably haven't learned a lot. What we saw in the arc of coverage, and this is in sheer volume of coverage by the mainstream media, is there was a tremendous spike in coverage, basically starting in the summer of 2009 through the first quarter of 2010, which was really the peak of the legislative and public political fight over this bill. And if everybody can remember far enough back now to the summer of 2009 and the town hall meetings, which generated such anger and which became lightning rods for media coverage. And obviously that flowed all the way into the first part of 2010, where there was, you know, quite significant. It was among the top stories in the mainstream news agenda in that period of time. Frankly, since mid-2010 until now, we have seen relatively little coverage of the measure itself as it's wended its way through the judicial process. Now, on the cusp of what everybody assumes will be a crucial Supreme Court ruling, we've had a little bit of a recent spike of coverage, and frankly, that's also been politically oriented. It involved, obviously, sort of the debate and the argument about whether religious institutions would have to be forced to cover contraception in their health care programs. Rush Limbaugh, threw some fuel upon the fire there with his characterization of the Georgetown law student. So really, in truth, there's been, up until very recently, a long lull in coverage. And when there wasn't a lull at the sort of peak period that we did see the media focusing extensively on it, not surprisingly, most of it was about politics. Essentially, about 50% of all the coverage that we monitored was about politics and strategy and the legislative process in the run-up to the bill being passed. About a quarter of all that coverage focused on what the actual proposals would do. And interestingly enough, a little less than 10%, was actually focused on what a lot of people would consider the core issue, which is what's the healthcare system like in the United States right now prior to the passage of the bill?
For the purposes of your research, what would you characterize or what did you characterize as the media?
That's a great question. We basically, when we do this kind of research, we look at what we call a broad sample of mainstream media organizations. It's essentially roughly 50 media outlets, and they're from five different sectors. So we have newspapers, we have cable news programming, we have the broadcast network news programs, we have top news websites, and we have a mix of radio news that includes some public radio as well as the conversation on the highly ideological talk radio. So it's a pretty wide swath of mainstream media coverage.
Is it mostly national media syndicated?
It is. What we want to do, and the idea of the sort of the coding that we do here is that we want to look at sort of what it is we think Americans are finding out as sort of as a community. What kind of information are all Americans exposed to? So while technically we have some local newspapers in our mix, basically we are covering national stories and things that are being covered in the national press. That's correct.
If 60% of the coverage from this national mainstream media that you identified dealt with the politics of health care, according to your research, did that coverage favor proponents or opponents of the new health care laws?
Well, what we found, and we did sort of a little separate study of that, and it's hard to say, we don't take a look at bias or anything like that to figure out whether or not, fundamentally the coverage was slanted toward you know, the Republican opposition to the bill were slanted toward the administration's support of the bill. But one of the things we did do was we did a nexus search, again, in that crucial period from June 2009 through the end of March in 2010, to look at which of the terms that the opponents framed the debate in were most frequently showed up in the media. And before anybody suggests that that means, well, that media was favoring it one way or another, this might be a marketing issue. The question might be, well, who was more successful in creating terminology that was more commonplace when the media referred to it? And we found that the opponents of the bill were more successful, considerably more successful, by about 2-1, in terms of getting the phrases and the terms that they wanted. So, for example, you know, the top term that was used in the mainstream media in this period was more government involvement, the idea of government-run health care. A key point that opponents tried to make was a very frequent sort of theme in the coverage. Next behind that came the idea that there'd be more or new taxes with health care reform. And finally, the third most popular theme among opponents that got picked up in the mainstream media was the idea that this would lead to a rationing of health care. When it came to the supporters, the most common term that they were able to inject into the debate was that this would improve competition among health care insurance services. The next most was that it would ensure pre-existing conditions. And lastly, sort of, if the main point that opponents were making was that this is government interference in your health care system, the main sort of ideological point the supporters wanted to make was, we are reining in the excesses of a greedy new insurance industry that's not really taking your interests at heart. But we found that the amount of times that kind of terminology showed up was essentially about less than 10% of how often we saw the government-run, government involvement theme show up in the coverage. So it's fair to say that the opponents of the bill certainly did a better job in terms of the kind of messaging the media would would pick up on here.
Because there was so much focus on the politics of it in media coverage, you mentioned 60% of what you...
It's actually about 50.
About 50%.
Yeah.
But you said only about a quarter of that coverage, of the coverage of the healthcare debate, dealt with the actual substance, the content.
Correct.
Would you contend, based off of that research, that mainstream media essentially let the public down in terms of describing what's contained in the Affordable Care Act?
Well, here's the point. You know, and people ask us all the time. Obviously, the idea that the horse race or political aspect of this gets the most coverage probably doesn't surprise most people. In point of fact, we always say in something like this, in a story that attained the magnitude that this story did, if 25% essentially of the coverage was actually focused on the elements of the various proposals, did that make it the most frequent aspect of the story? No. But truth be told, if you were paying attention or interested in that point, that's enough coverage to suggest that you could have clearly educated yourself, you know, in the media's coverage of this about what was in the plans. The one area that I think you could make a stronger case that the media didn't fulfill all its responsibilities or could have done a better job was in not explaining how the system currently works. Because after all, this is fundamentally a debate about how the system is now and how to fix it and change it. And there, I think, that 9% number that I threw out earlier does suggest that perhaps there wasn't enough attention paid to the problem, which then obviously both sides battled over how to solve.
Do you all ever examine what the public wants from media when it comes to these sorts of major debates?
We have a sister organization, the Pew Research Center for People and the Press, that does a lot of polling. And often what they do is they'll track the public's interest in a story to see if it matches the level of media interest. Off the top of my head, I can't recall how much public interest there was in the healthcare story. But one thing does stick out in my mind, which I do remember. Several times during the course of the healthcare battle, the People Press folks did ask people, is the healthcare debate to you confusing or clear? In other words, you know, it's a proxy for frankly asking, is the media doing a good job of explaining it to you in a clear way, or the more you hear, the more, you know, do you get more confused the more you hear? And frankly, the percentage of those saying it was confusing increased over time. I can think of four different times, and they might have even done it subsequently during this, where when they sort of polled, and each time the percentage of those who said they were confused grew a little higher, which does suggest that uncritical coverage of the politics of something, i.e. regurgitating the statements, remarks, truthhoods, and falsehoods that political opponents are making, you know, political sides are making in the midst of legislative combat may not be the clearest way to give the public a real understanding of what's at stake here.
Mark Jerkowitz is Associate Director of the Pew Research Center's Project for Excellence in Journalism. Mark, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.